I'm lucky to have on the line Gemma Carr, who is the, I hope I get all this right, Fingal County Council Senior Executive Parks Superintendent. Is that correct, Gemma?
That's correct, yeah.
Grand, okay, because I hate reading out all those things. I always get mixed up somewhere. Thanks for coming on the line. You're here to have a chat about this event which is taking place in Malahide Castle on at 2 o'clock this Saturday.
And that's it's right.
Can you tell us about it, please?
Well, the event is called Seven Trees for Seven Signatories, and it's part of the Ireland Centenary Programme, and it also coincides with National Tree Week.
Right.
And the whole purpose of the event is that seven trees have been given to each of the Tidy Towns winners since 1958.
All right.
And it's in recognition, obviously, of the seven signatories of the proclamation, but also it's in recognition of the Tidy Towns groups, and to celebrate their volunteering and community participation.
Yes, yeah.
And Malahide, in our situation in Fingal, Malahide was the winner of the Tidy Towns in 1990, and that's why it's taking place in Malahide this Saturday.
Yeah, because it's a great idea. I know, you know, when you go and visit different parks and whatever, I've been down in Avondale, down in Wicklow, and they have trees that were planted by visiting dignitaries and stuff like that. And it could be, you know, especially an oak tree, which takes it on. Well, you'd know how many years it takes to actually grow properly.
It can live from, you know, it definitely will live 300 years, but it can live up to 1,000 years.
Right.
So these trees will be there for the next, whatever, bicentennial of the rising.
Yes, yeah, which is,
and,
yeah.
And they're being planted along a hedgerow in Malahide Domain, and it's part of the restoration planting of the domain itself. So it's a historic landscape, so we'll have these oak trees for a very long time.
Yeah, because it's very important. As I said, you know, you go to different places, and even on the continent, you know, if you're somewhere, be it a palace or something like that, when you're doing the tour, they'd say, "Oh, no, did you see that was planted by, you know, President de Gaulle or something like that, or to commemorate the liberation of France or something." And even after 70 odd years, it's still flourishing, and it just brings you back to that time. So yeah, people did mark it, so it is very important to do this. So where exactly did you say this is going to happen, and can people go in and have a look?
Yes, so it's happening on Saturday, 2 p.m. in Malahide Domain. So if you know Malahide Domain, you come in the back road, main entrance with the beautiful castle at the top there, and you'll see the event, you'll see us planting the trees there, and the Tidy Towns, Malahide Tidy Towns will be there, and any local community people are most welcome to it. So there'll be the tree planting ceremony, and then straight after there'll be refreshments in the visitor centre in Malahide Castle.
Oh yeah, that's beside the, is that where Avoca is, just beside there? Did you go into Avoca?
Where Avoca is, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, sorry. There are other cafes in Malahide as well, in case there's anything given out that we've just named.
That's true.
We have to be very careful here on your event, Gemma. But yeah, I know where it is. You just go in through the door, and it's over on the left there, or on the right. Sorry. Yeah. That's where it
that's
is.
That's it.
And will they be kind of, so going forward, will these be marked so people will know that, you know, which tree is for who, or will they just be seven trees?
So there'll be seven trees along this hedgerow, and there is a stone bridge there, and we'll have a plaque on the bridge which will be a permanent reminder of these trees. And each tree won't be exactly named, but it'll be on this bridge where you'll see where they are.
Right, right. Well, I have to say, it's a great idea. It really is. And is there anything else now you want to tell us? That's basically the whole idea, to get down to Malahide for 2 o'clock on Saturday.
For 2 o'clock, and as I say, anyone and everyone is most welcome. And what can I say? Malahide Domain is a wonderful park in itself. So you can come early and do other things. You can come and do the park run first thing in the morning if you want.
Yeah, okay, Gemma. Yeah, now that's pushing it now, Gemma. You're pushing it now. You're pushing it now.
And then pick up a spade and plant a tree. What more could you do?
What more would you want? Yeah, and of course they have the different, as you go around the castle as well, the walking around the castle, they have all the kind of the open-air gym equipment as well.
We do. Sure, Malahide has a cricket ground. It has the pitches, got a pitch and putt. It has
the tennis club, the tennis courts as well,
And then our wonderful garden there, the Australasian plant collection. So they're plants from Australia, New Zealand and South America, which are really, really worth seeing at the moment.
Right.
So even if you're not into plant collections, just the colour there at the moment is beautiful.
Right. Well, we must get out there. Gemma, thanks very much for taking the call. I live in Malahide, so I must actually keep an eye out for the trees, and sure, I might be down there on Saturday. Thanks very much.
We'll be looking for you. Thanks a lot,
Gemma.
Bye now.
Thanks, bye.
Bye now.
That was Gemma Carr, who's the Fingal County Council Senior Executive Park Superintendent, about the event which is happening this Saturday at 2 o'clock down in Malahide Castle, that they're going to plant 7 trees for the 7 signatories. And I have to say, I think it's an excellent idea.